Yeah, thank you. And I heard this on the John Williams Show last week.
Dawn Jackson Blattner's on the phone. Author, the registered dietitian and nutritionist.
In their weekly chat, Dawn and John were talking about krill oil.
Krill, isn't that what whales eat?
Oh my gosh, yes. And why I care about that is I look at the stats. And only 1 in 4 people get enough of these healthy omega-3 fats.
And more specifically, the omega-3 fatty acids called EPA and DHA.
He's a doctor who will tell us about a survey showing how more than 1,000 Chicagoans from all over the city are doing when it comes to omega-3s. After, I thank the Chevy Silverado for sponsoring us today. There's never been a better time to put a Silverado in your toolbox. Find out how at Chevy Drive. Chicago.com. Okay, sign in, please.
Sure. Daniel Robinson. I'm an associate professor of pediatrics at the Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine.
And the reason omega-3s are so important?
For all of us, even starting in infancy and all the way through adulthood, they are important for our cognitive function, cardiovascular health, our immune and inflammatory responses. And very importantly, they can affect the risk of preterm birth.
So they did a survey of parents in Chicago.
All of the Chicagoland neighborhoods are represented.
And the overall finding?
The omega-3 intake for all parents is lower than recommended.
And he says likely the same for children because they eat what mom and dad eat. But omega-3s make a difference even before birth.
When mothers reported having had a preterm birth in the past, their current intake of the omega-3s was lower than mothers who had not had a prior preterm birth.
Bottom line, expectant moms and most of the rest of us need to up our omega-3 game.
The recommendations are about 250 milligrams per day.
Okay, how about eggs?
That would be estimated to give you about 25 milligrams of these specific fatty acids.
Well, 10 eggs a day doesn't seem like a good idea. He says eating fatty fish a couple of days a week will work.
As much as 1,000 milligrams or even more just in one serving.
He says there are omega-3 supplements you can take, but that deprives you of all of the other nutrients you get from eating food. On the food calendar, it is National Oatmeal Day. I'm Steve Alexander. That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.